Maybe, just so I can see what songs are. What. All right. All right. Well, good afternoon. It's 1:30 on a snowy Sunday afternoon here at Wheelersburg Baptist, and welcome to those of you that are watching the service either now or later online. And for those that are here in the room, welcome. I want to begin with prayer, and then I'll explain further what's going to happen. Father, we just stand in awe of you, the God who can send snow and capture our attention with that, the God who has given us everything we have. Ultimately, you've given us your Son, and it's in him that we have life and forgiveness, access to you. I think about how you, our King, Lord Jesus, sang. You sang the night before you were crucified, the Gospels tell us. As you were facing that great agony, you went out with the 12 and sang. And I pray you will use this, what's about to happen, to encourage our people to be a singing people this year, to sing in the night seasons when they can't sleep, to sing as they begin their day. So thank you for the privilege. Thank you for technology. I thank you for the gift of music, and I ask for your help as I try to minister to people in this way. In Christ's name, amen. So as I shared this morning, this is, you know, part two. If you didn't see part one, this everything that follows will build on that. But I've hesitated for doing what I'm doing now for a long time, you know, play and sing in front of you. I've battled several thoughts, starting with what might you think of me, to he can't sing, who does he think he is, Bob Dylan, or a lot of other thoughts like that. But there's a phrase that God's used to help me from Ephesians 5. It's a familiar passage. We mentioned it in the morning service, verse 19, that's helped me, and it says, speaking to one another or addressing one another, depending on your translation, in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. And you'll notice it says speaking to one another, not singing to one another. And it says specifically speaking to one another. So speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs is an evidence of the filling of the Spirit. Were it not for the Spirit's work, I would just keep my songs to myself. For it's a safer course of action, especially for a person who battles the fear of man, as I do. But the Spirit enables us to use our mouths, specifically our singing, for the benefit of our brothers and sisters in Christ. And so that's my aim in what's about to happen. When you see a man on a stage with a guitar in his hand and a microphone in front of him, it creates an expectation. And I want to ask you to ask God for help to put that expectation aside. Let's adjust before we even proceed. Please don't think of this as entertainment. I am not an entertainer. I appreciate good entertainment, but that's not this. I'm your pastor, and I delight in your edification. That's why I preach sermons and why I now sing to you. I'm trying to equip you by modeling something that I long for you to experience more if you've already experienced it, and for the first time if you never have. And it's certainly something the Spirit of God wants for you. I want to show you a way, it's certainly not the only way, to sing the Word in 2025, this year and beyond. There's something else that'll help us, that helped me. It's in Ephesians 5:19. There's a threefold content. We speak to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. I've thought about that a lot over the years, and I'm not sure what Paul, frankly, meant by that totally. But how it's helped me is to think in terms of categories. Psalms, sing the words of God. Hymns, sing the theology of the word, and then spiritual songs, sing the experience of the word. And I'm going to do those three things tonight. Sing the words of the word. We're going to start in the Psalms. We're going to move through several Old Testament passages. We're going to move into several New Testament passages. In many ways, it seems to me that's what the other biblical texts are doing. They're human authors guided by the Spirit are telling us the implications of the word in specific situations. And that's what those songs will do for us as I sing them in a moment, I hope. And then the spiritual songs. It's the Holy Spirit enables us to minister to the body, to speak to one another by giving truth that expresses real experiences that are based upon the word that we have been receiving and benefiting from. So spiritual songs. I want to spend most of our time together singing the Psalms and then some of the other scriptures. And then we'll just see how the time's going. At the end, I have some spiritual songs that I have written that have grown out of passages I've meditated on. I may share some of those with you, just depending on how it goes. So here's where your 3x5 card comes in that we handed out this morning. As you're listening, I encourage you, you're going to see, I didn't count them up, there will be 60, 80 different verses we're going to be hearing in song. Don't be overwhelmed by 60 or 80. Just pick one or two and jot the references down on the 3x5 card and make it your goal to memorize through song that particular verse. And don't cut and paste out of your Microsoft Word. There's something really powerful that happens when you write it in your own handwriting. That's what this is you're seeing here. These are passages that I have written down. I actually recopied them for this purpose here in my home where this happens in our basement study. I have a file folder filled with scraps of paper and maybe some 3x5 cards in there. Just as I was reading the word, verses that stood out, and I wrote them down and then thought, I think I'd like to memorize that and use some chords from the guitar to help facilitate that. So another thing, but before I start singing, I just wanted to mention, Joe Golly this week gave me this particular resource, and it just confirmed the Holy Spirit's doing something in the church at large that coincides with what we're doing here. It's called the Scripture Hymnal. And if you're not familiar with it, I wasn't. This first time I've seen it was this week. It's basically a hymnal filled with about 100 scripture passages that the individual has done professionally and put together in a book form. And there's a code in the front that you can scan with your phone, and it'll take you to the website, and you can hear the tunes that go with those particular scripture passages. You might find that to be a blessing to have as well. So I noticed something else just a moment ago as I was getting ready for this. Again, these songs are typically songs that I would sing to the Lord in the morning. And as you go on through your day, your voice changes a little bit. I was even trying to sing now, and my voice is a lot deeper in the morning, so I may... it may be reflected in how I sing here. So anyway, here we go. We're going to start with the Psalms, and I don't always sing the reference, so we have the PowerPoint that you'll be able to see the reference. I intentionally did not include the lyrics. I'd like for you to listen to the lyrics. If you hear a song that you'd like to work on, just jot the reference down, and you can always come back and listen to this again to learn the tune better. And sing the word. So that's the challenge this year, singing the word. So the psalmists themselves, the psalmist challenges us to do that. We're going to start with some psalms that actually are challenging us to sing. It'll move through several psalms about trusting the Lord. And you'll kind of see where we're going to go without a lot of comment from this point forward. And I guarantee I will be stopping and starting over because part of it is it forces me, when I make mistakes, to stop and think about what I'm doing. And the Lord uses even that in the time of worship that I'm having with him. I will sing to the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God for as long as I live, as long as I live. May my meditation be pleasing to him as I rejoice in the Lord, in the Lord. Psalm 104 and 33 and 34. Come and listen, all you who fear God. Let me tell you what he has done for me. I cried out to him with my mouth. His praise was on my tongue. If I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But God has surely listened and heard my voice in prayer, and heard my voice in prayer. Praise be to God, who has not rejected my prayer or withheld his love from me. Praise be to God. Psalm 66, 16 to 20. Praise be to God. My heart is not proud, O Lord. My eyes are not haughty. I do not concern myself with great matters or things too wonderful for me. But I have stilled and quieted my soul like a weaned child with its mother. Like a weaned child is my soul within me. O Israel, put your hope in the Lord, both now and forevermore. Those who know your name will trust in you. For you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. Some trust in chariots, some trust in horses. We trust in the name of the Lord our God. For those who know your name will trust in you. For you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. But may all who seek you, I'm going to raise that up a little bit. But may all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who love your salvation always say, let God be exalted, let God be exalted, let God be exalted. Psalm 70, verse 4. Some of the references are hard for me to remember where they come from. So if I stop, that's part of the reason. I'm going to be looking for connecting references. The lyrics stay with me, but I can't remember where they are. Here's a series of trusting the Lord. This is Psalm 52, 8 and 9. And I particularly sing these often in the night season. This particular song was written by David after his experience, I believe, when his father-in-law was trying to kill him. And it goes like this. But I am like an olive tree flourishing in the house of God. I trust in God's unfailing love forever and ever. I will praise you forever for what you have done. In your name I will hope, for your name is good. I will praise you in the presence of your saints. Psalm 52, 8 and 9. In God, whose word I praise. In the Lord, whose word I praise. In God I trust. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? In God, whose word I praise. In the Lord, whose word I praise. In God I trust. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? In God. Psalm 56, verses 10 and 11. And then the end of the Psalm 50, Psalm 59. But I will sing of your strength in the morning. I will sing of your love. You are my fortress, my refuge in time of trouble. O my strength, I sing praise to you. You, O God, are my fortress, my loving God. Psalm 59, verses 16 and 17. Praise be to the Lord, to God our Savior. Praise be to the Lord, to God our Savior, who daily bears our burdens, who daily bears our burdens, who daily bears our burdens. Psalm 68, 19. But God will redeem my soul from the grave. But God will redeem my soul from the grave. He will surely take me unto himself. He will surely take me unto himself. Psalm 49, 15. And I in righteousness I will see your face. When I awake I will be satisfied with seeing your likeness. With seeing your likeness, I will be satisfied. Psalm 17, 15. That's an example, as I mentioned this morning, of a song. You can just take a familiar tune and sing it with a verse to try and memorize a verse. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me. For you are God, my Savior. My hope is in you all day long, all day long. Psalm 25, 4 and 5. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me. For you are God, my Savior. My hope is in you all day long, all day long. Psalm 25, 4 and 5. Those are some older ones that I learned years ago. And the beauty about when you learn a passage and you connect it with a song, it just stays with you. And here are some in more recent years. I love this passage, Psalm 86, 5, 6, and 7. You are forgiving and good, O Lord, abounding in love to all who call to you, to all who call to you. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Listen to my cry for mercy. In the day of my trouble, I will call to you, for you will answer me, for you will answer me. Psalm 86, verses 5, 6, and 7. I have to say a little story about this one, Psalm 94, 18 and 19. I learned this one a long time ago, memorized it, and was cherishing it. And I was in the hospital to see Dylan Cook when he had been born. And I remember walking into SOMC, and Aaron was there in the room with Dylan. And they had just found out that he had a pretty serious disease. And I didn't know what to say. So I did something I haven't done very many times. And that is, Aaron, I'd like to sing to you this passage. And God was pleased to use it then. And Aaron has shared with me since how much this passage has meant to them. When I said, my foot is slipping, your love, O Lord, supported me. When I said, my foot is slipping, your love, O Lord, supported me. Your love supported me. Your love supported me. Your love, O Lord, supported me. When anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought joy to my soul. When anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought joy to my soul. Brought joy to my soul. Brought joy to my soul. Your consolation brought joy to my soul. Shield. In him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in his holy name. May your unfailing love rest upon us, O Lord, even as we put our hope in you. May your unfailing love rest upon us, O Lord, even as we put our hope in you. I love the minor keys, especially for some of those songs that are where that's appropriate. This particular same chords on this one. Another one that I'm growing to appreciate even more in this phase of life is, you'll understand. The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon. Planted in the house of our God, they will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green, proclaiming, the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no wickedness in him, and there is no wickedness in him. Psalm 92, 12 to 15. Again, getting older, I think about this a lot. As that song talked about old old age.
Show me, O Lord, my life's end, and the number of my days. Let me know how fleeting is my life. You have made my days a mere handbreadth. The span of my years is as nothing before you. Each man's life is but a breath. Psalm 39, 4 and 5.
I sang this one this morning at the end, and teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Psalm 90, verse 12. Psalm 90, verse 12. And I remember thinking one day about that. I wonder how many days I've been alive. So I started keeping track of it. And every once in a while, I checked this week, I've been alive today 23,241 days. It's a good thing for you to think about. How many days have you been alive? And he says, teach us to number our days. This is an older one, but I've always felt this is sort of a North Star. It kind of keeps me thinking rightly about what really matters. I love the house where you live, O Lord, the place where your glory dwells. I love the house where you live, O Lord, the place where your glory dwells. One thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek Him in His temple, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek Him in His temple. I love the house where you live, O Lord, the place where your glory dwells.
I always think about coming to church when I sing those, the beauty of being with God's people.
Restore us, O Lord God Almighty, make your face shine upon us, that we may be saved, that we may be saved. Restore us, O Lord God Almighty, make your face shine upon us, that we may be saved, that we may be saved. Psalm 80, verses 3, 7, 19. Psalm 80, verses 3, 7, 19. It's interesting that Psalm 80 records that statement three times. Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. Psalm 85, 6 and 7. I am your servant, give me discernment, that I may understand your statutes. I am your servant, give me discernment, that I may understand your statutes. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight. O Lord, my rock and my deliverer.
Redeemer, O Lord, my rock and my Redeemer. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight. O Lord, my rock and my Redeemer, O Lord, my rock and my Redeemer. We learned this one as a church in the past. You'll recognize several of the ones I'm singing. We've used those as passages of the month in previous years. I will be careful to lead a blameless life. When will you come to me? I will walk in my house with blameless heart. I will set before my eyes no vile thing. Psalm 101, verses 2 and 3. God is our refuge and strength. God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. God is our refuge. God is our strength. God is our refuge and strength. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and their mountains quake with their surging. For God is our refuge and strength. God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. God is our refuge. God is our strength. God is our refuge and strength. Psalm 46 is a tremendous passage. As is this one. I always think of where we live here in this part of the country when I sing this and look out the windows even now and see the hills across the river. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? I will lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the Maker of heaven and earth. My help comes from the Lord, the Maker of heaven, Maker of earth, the Maker of heaven and earth. So, the Psalms. Those are some of the Psalms, and there are some others that we could do, but the time is quickly passing by. Let's move to some other places in the Old Testament that that have been meaningful to me. We sang this one this morning. Nakita b'cheshtecha Amzog olta Nahalta be'atzcha El nive chad shecha El nive chad shecha. In your unfailing love you will lead the people you have redeemed. And in your strength you will guide them to your holy dwelling, to your holy dwelling. As you know, I love the Old Testament. I don't talk about that a whole lot. I did my THM in Old Testament studies. I lived in Israel back in 1980 and learned conversational Hebrew enough to chat with folks in a basic way. So the Hebrew is just personally meaningful to me. This is a very familiar blessing that we often use in English, but I want to sing it in Hebrew as well and then English. I'm going to try and raise it a little bit. It's just so deep. Yevarechecha Adonai ve'yeshmerecha Ya'er Adonai panai ve'elecha
Vichunecha, Isa Adonai Panai Velecha, Eyasem Lecha Shalom, Isa Adonai Panai Velecha, Eyasem Lecha Shalom. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace. And give you peace. And give you peace. There are several verses coming up from the book of Isaiah. And Isaiah is probably my favorite Old Testament book. And there's so much in Isaiah. This is a whole chapter. It's not a long chapter. But let me just sing it and it'll speak for itself. In that day you will say, in that day you will say, I will praise you, I will praise you, O Lord. Although you were angry with me. Your anger is turned away, and you have comforted me. Surely God is my salvation, I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. With joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation. In that day you will say, in that day you will say, give thanks to the Lord, call on His name. Make known among the nations what He has done, and proclaim that His name is exalted. Sing to the Lord, for He's done glorious things. Let this be known in all the world. Shout aloud and sing for joy, O people of Zion. For great is the Holy One of Israel among you. In that day you will say, honestly, every time I sing that second part of Isaiah 12, I say, Lord, is it time? Do you want to use me and the nations in a different way? That's a wonderful, wonderful passage. Yet the Lord longs to be gracious to you. He rises to show you compassion. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are those who wait for Him. Blessed are those who wait for Him. O Lord, be gracious to us. We long for You. O Lord, be gracious to us. We long for You. Be our strength every morning, our salvation in time of distress. Be our strength every morning, our salvation in time of distress. This is one that will be one of our passages this year we're doing. By the way, I mentioned, but I want to remind you of this, 12 different passages, one per month we're going to be singing this year as a church as we try to put this into practice even more. The way that's going to work is when I come up to the pulpit to preach each Sunday morning or wherever, as I'm walking in the back, they're going to start playing this, whatever the month's song is, scripture song, and you just join in and sing along with me, and then each song lasts about a minute, and then after that we'll have the sermon of the morning. Jerry Moore actually recorded these for us back in 19 years ago, 2006. And I say that because when he did some of the recordings, which was fine, he did it and he changed the tune just a little bit. So this won't sound exactly like it is on the tune, to the tune that you'll be hearing even now. It's another minor key.
Listen to me, O house of Jacob, all you who remain of the house of Israel, you whom I have upheld since you were conceived and have carried since your birth. Even to your old age and gray hairs, I am he, I am he, me, I am he. Even to your old age and gray hairs, I am he, I am he, I am he. I am he who will sustain you. I have made you and I will carry you. I will sustain you and I will rescue you. I am he, 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 I am he. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. But the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all, of us all, of us all. Isaiah 53:6, familiar song. That's so deep. I delight greatly in the Lord. My soul rejoices in my God. For he has clothed me with garments of salvation and arrayed me in a robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom adorns his head like a priest, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels, I delight greatly in the Lord, in the Lord, in the Lord. That one I've been singing for a long time. I always love the imagery there of delighting in the Lord with the picture of the bridegroom and the bride. See, if I was more talented like some of you, I could just change the keys and sing it in a higher key, and you'll just have to come back sometime about 6:30 in the morning when my voice is deep enough with the guitar. But this is this is Isaiah 63:7. I will tell of the kindnesses of the Lord, the deeds for which he is to be praised, according to all the Lord has done for us. Yes, the many good things he has done for the house of Israel, according to his compassion and many kindnesses. I will tell. They were doing it hundreds and hundreds of years ago, talking about what the Lord has done for us. No one is like you, O Lord. You are great, and your name is mighty in power. Who should not revere you, O King of the nations? This is your due. This is your due. Among all the wise men in all their kingdoms, there is no one like you. Jeremiah 10:6-7. This is probably the only verse you would ever highlight in the book of Nahum, and it's a really wonderful verse. I'll try and play this one. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. The Lord is good, a refuge in time of trouble. He cares for those who trust in him. He cares for those who trust in him. Oh, the Lord is good. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. Nahum chapter 1, verse 7. This is Habakkuk actually wrote chapter 3 and gave it to the choir master. He says that in the last verse. And you just have to know the background of this to appreciate Habakkuk. He knows that the Babylonians are absolutely going to pulverize his country. And his job is to preach that message. And he thinks about what life will look like at its worst when he writes this. And apparently he put it to music or asked someone to put it to music because this was designed to be sung. Though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vine, though the olive crop fails and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. The sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to go on the heights. The sovereign Lord, He is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to go on the heights. It's a good reminder as we go through difficult things that even in the difficulties, we, as we gaze upon Him, can find the sufficient strength that we need. This is the verse that we sang as a congregation not long ago. My name will be great. Great among the nations, my name will be great. Great among the nations, from the rising to the setting of the sun. My name will be great. Great among the nations. And then moving into some New Testament passages. This is a wonderful passage, the words of the Lord Jesus. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Burden is light. Come to me, come to me. Come to me. When you come to Christ, you come to a crucified Savior. So here are some songs about the cross that the Scriptures give us, and then a song about the implications of the cross. May I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. May I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world. Galatians 6:14. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, so that we might die to sin and live for righteousness so that we might die to sin, and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. 1 Peter 2:24. Because by one sacrifice, because by one sacrifice, he has made perfect forever those who are being made holy, perfect forever. Being made holy.
I keep refraining myself from talking about each of these verses because they're so powerful, but that one, with what Christ has done for us, positionally we were right with him, presently we're battling sin.
Therefore, since we've been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. We rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign. The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever.
Revelation 15:13. I sang at the end of this morning. It was a part of this package we're singing Moses songs. This is referred to in the text specifically as the song of Moses and of the Lamb.
Great and marvelous are your deeds, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, King of the ages. Who should not fear you, O Lord, and bring glory to your name? For you alone are holy, King of the nations. All nations will come and worship before you, for your righteous acts have been revealed. Oh, what a king! Oh, what a king who died for his people. We were dead in sin, because of you we live again. Oh, what a king.
Just full disclosure, that was actually not a text from the scripture. That was a little tag I added to the end of the Revelation passage one day. I was just thinking about this great one. And what a king he is. Who ever heard of a king dying for his people? But that's our king.
To the King of ages, immortal, invisible. Let's go a little higher. To the King of ages, immortal, invisible, the only God. To the King of ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever. be honor and glory forever. Amen. 1 Timothy 1:17. Well, 55 minutes. You have been patient in here and there at home. Those are, you know, the Psalms, what I'm calling hymns, which is going outside of the Psalter to sing some songs given to us by Scripture that tell about the theology of the Word. I just wanted to give you a taste of, this is really beyond the scope, but I thought I'd like to do this to give you a scope, a taste of what I think is a spiritual song, where you take the truths of the Bible and sing about what it has meant in your own life. And there are several that we could share. Let me pick one or two here. Praise be to the Lord, God our Savior. No, let's see, that's not that one. Praise be to the Father who chose us in His Son before the world. Praise be to the Son who shed His blood for our forgiveness. And praise be to the Spirit who guarantees the day His coming, when as the heir of God will always be. To the praise of the glory of Your grace. To the praise of the glory of Your grace. To the praise of the glory of Your grace. That is based on Ephesians 1, praising the Father, the Son, and the Spirit for what they're doing, and that one verse that is repeated three times there, I did incorporate that. This is going to be too low if I play it, but let me just sing. We've done this song. It's probably been, I don't know how many years since we did this together as a congregation, but it goes like this. Grace, all grace, You took my place upon the cross. Your loss became our gain, amazing grace. I was without God and without hope and dead in my sin, a slave to the evil one, an object of wrath. But You took my penalty when on the cross You took my place. And now I am a child of God, and it's all because of grace. All grace, all grace, grace. And looks like we have about 3 minutes before it's an hour. Let me finish with this one is sort of my story, my testimony. I love singing this just to the Lord, and it's never come out of the basement, frankly, till now. My heart was dead in sin. My eyes were blind to You. You saw the real me, but I could not see You. But I could not see You. Living in Your world as though it all were mine, blind to my offense until You opened up my eyes, until You opened up my eyes. To the praise of Your glory, praise of Your grace. To the praise of Your glory, to the praise of Your grace. Filthy rags were all that I could bring to You. Your holy gaze exposed my need to be made new. My need to be made new. What I lacked You gave, true righteousness indeed. You gave Your only Son to die. His merit now I plead. His merit now I plead. To the praise of Your glory,
praise of your grace, to the praise of your glory, to the praise of your grace. Though once a wretch no more, for Christ now pleads for me. You've clothed me with his righteousness, your heir I'll always be. Your heir I'll always be. Your Spirit makes his home in me, he is the guarantee. But all you've promised will come true, the best is yet to be. Oh, the best is yet to be. Yes, the best is yet to be. To the praise of your glory, praise of your grace, to the praise of your glory, to the praise of your grace. Grace. Father, you are worthy. Please take what has just happened and use it for your glory and thrill our souls with you as never before as we go into this year. Help us to be a people that delight in singing the words of the Word. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for being a part of this.